Hello everybody, this is Gosha from Cosmic Agency, and today I'm going to share with you a video which is very much wanted by many of you. In the Spanish channel, it has been a very demanded, the subject, that was correctly expressed, and this is the subject of homosexuality. So this is it. This is straight information coming from Svaru. We are just sharing what she told us. It may be, of course, the subject is always controversial, but and maybe more controversial after this video, but we are just sharing what she told us. Some more comments from me at the end of this video. Enjoy. Hello, Svaru. I'm going to ask you a question I get all the time, and maybe we need to address that. Do you have homosexual people on your planet? And if not, where does it come from here? Hello, Gosha. The answer your public will not like. There are no homosexuals here. We all remember who we were, and although the soul has no gender, it does have a preference for being one or another gender while in physicality. So as you remember, you choose what you will be. And after countless incarnations, you always go back to the gender you are comfortable with, man or woman. So let's see, for example, why does the soul that would want to be a female come to the male body here, in some cases? On Earth, that's because of complicated reasons. Many are of the agenda of depopulation of the planet. Others simply are because the soul was forcefully incarnated into a body that does not match its preference. This because they were recycled and because they don't remember who they were. On Earth, people are forced to reincarnate over and over. Sometimes as a man, others as a woman, to balance forces and karma, they say. This moves them away from their true core identity. Souls don't have genders, but they do have a clear preference to be of one or another when incarnated. When souls are forced to incarnate again, they don't or can't remember who they were. But to a level, they do have an inner knowing, a preference, that may not match their body. They go back in because they are told that they need to pay karma. They are told to balance right and wrong. So if they were a woman, next time they reincarnate, they must be a man. And then you have your gay person. It's all part of the matrix. As I've said, the matrix extends beyond physicality, and that's because you take to the phase between lifetimes what you are inside, your values and your identity, ideas, all who you really are. You are still you on the other side. If you were free to incarnate wherever you like and be whoever you want to be, you wouldn't need to incarnate as a gay or a lesbian. From our perspective, many on Earth say that they don't want to be a woman, they just want to be a gay man, for example. This is heavily encouraged by the matrix programming and the cabal and the governments they endorse, because it means that those people will probably won't have any children of their own, helping the depopulation agenda. Agenda 21. And also, it helps to create separation and gender destruction that in turn will make people easier to manipulate. That and other agendas, I could go on and on. But from a higher point of view or perspective, Earth could be seen as the only place where you can choose to incarnate to get a gay or lesbian experience. All other places, you simply are not interested in being anything other than what you are, and you are simply not attracted to the same sex here. Okay, when you say they are forced to incarnate, you mean like they are met with the Archons after death, telling them about paying off karma or whatever, and it's those Archons that force them to go back to the other gender that the soul really wants? Or is it the souls themselves that decide that? Yes, both. Forced, if encountered with astral guardians, Archons who want to recycle you. But it's not even necessary, as when you die, you remain you, with all your own ideas. So if you feel you need to go back, for whatever reason, then you do go back willingly. You are recycled willingly, because you think it's the correct thing to do, and because you are not aware of any other option. So it's both reasons. Something intercepted you, or you decided to go back again. Okay, so you do acknowledge that the soul that wants to be a female is in a, let's say, wrong body, against its wished identity. As this is what happens with the transgender people, for example, not even gays, because most gays, from what I understand, they want to be men. Yes, it's a very complicated system of dynamics working here. And each person is a universe of their own, so they all will have different reasons for being the way they are. I cannot talk moral. I am not saying it's right or wrong. I have no right to do so. But there are aspects of this which I do not agree with. Like the new way the government is pushing the gay agenda on the little children, where they are no longer given the opportunity to have a gender identity. That's criminal from my point of view. That's part of a government agenda, so they no longer can have boys and girls. Soon, there won't be any boys or girls, only transgender people who are not reproducing. Agenda 21 there. That's imposing a point of view and an agenda over a vulnerable social group, children. So, no, I don't agree with that. Sorry. Yes, I understand, and no need to be sorry. I never looked at it this way, but it makes perfect sense. But why do they want to depopulate the planet if it was mentioned they need us to manifest the matrix for them and maintain it? Precisely because if there are too many, and many are waking up, then the cabal is losing control over what the people manifest. So they must get rid of the troublemakers. Replace humanity with a more docile component or version, more exploitable and more controllable. Okay, so what will happen to them when they ascend, the homosexual people, in 5D? Gay people will suddenly go straight? Because I assume they can ascend to the 5D too. What if they don't want to be straight? Many enjoy it. Gay culture is very vibrant now. I myself find them very fun. They are usually expressive, artistic, outspoken, and funny. They will simply have to process what they lived and make their own decisions. Being gay or lesbian or not has nothing to do with ascending or not. Although there are some aspects that may be related, such as consciousness levels where you realize a lot of what society has imposed on you, so you do change your points of view. But in the next afterlife, you will prefer to be the gender that you want to be, next. And gay culture is vibrant now because it's matrix government endorsed. Everything is manipulated. So even though being gay is not wrong per se, the cabal is weaponizing it. So if they ascend and decide to continue being gay, they can? Here in 5D, you simply don't go for that. You are gay as long as you are attached to a body there. When you no longer have a body, then you will go to whatever preference you truly have in your next life. I mean, now, before dying, if ascension happens before, will they be able to pass with us to the new 5D experience with you? Many of them are watching and following the videos and they love all the information. Yes, they can, of course. But they will transcend being gay here because of their own decision. While they are in the body they are in, they will continue to be gay. It's when they die and go to the afterlife where they will clear things out for themselves. Continuing to be gay in a 5D incarnation is simply not observed. I'm only sharing what I see, and it's not happening here as such. Let's see. If you are a soul with a clear female tendency, I mean, you like to be female when you incarnate, then when you are a gay man, you are okay with that. Okay, but when you die and are ready to reincarnate, will you choose to be a man again? I mean, what for if you can be a woman as you have always wanted? I don't know, just a thought. And I am not saying it is wrong or not. No, no, it's simply not around here. So I guess the reason it's not observed is because everyone gets to be whatever he or she really wants to be. If they have a high enough frequency, then they will ascend, and being gay or lesbian does not matter. That has nothing or little to do with ascending. I suppose that they will continue to be gay as long as they live in their current body. Then things will be different. Next life, as a 5D creature. That's what I think will happen, only thinking logically. Okay, Svaru, thank you very much for these clarifications. Until next time. Thanks to you, Gosha. We'll talk soon again. Bye.
Well, hello again. How did you like the video? What did you think about the information? I know it can be pretty controversial, probably. Well, the subject is pretty delicate and controversial in itself already, sometimes. And maybe perhaps after this video a little more for some people. However, it has to be stressed. It has to be stressed, okay? That the Tibetans and are simply sharing with us, and Svaru, she's the one who shared this information with us, they are simply sharing and saying how things are in their world. She's simply explaining what she sees and what she can observe. Okay, this is not to do with being homophobic, not at all. Not me, not Robert, not Svaru are homophobic people, quite the opposite. I actually love gay people. They are amazing from my experience. But she's just sharing how things are in 5D. And why it is this way, no one really knows, not even them. We will have to go to the main architect of the universe to answer this question and to find out why the souls choose not to be homosexual in 5D. And by the way, she's not the only one. There are other races, are the ET contactees, who are also sharing the same information. So I know this is being corroborated. As you saw in the video, there are different reasons why homosexuality is the reality on Earth. From what I understood, this is like a shared common effort from both sides, from this side of the matrix and from the other side of the matrix, because as we explained, the matrix extends to afterlife. So imagine you are a woman, you always incarnate as a woman, and then after you die, those forces, they tell you, no, this time you have to be a man because you have to repair what you did for some karmic reasons or whatever. And so the person goes back, basically, and this is how we get the gay person, according to Svaru's information. So it makes sense, yes. And then this situation and context is used further by the matrix inside here on Earth, which promotes the Agenda 21, which is the depopulation of the planet Earth. They want less people because they are easily controlled. If there are so many people on Earth and so many waking up, because it's happening, people are waking up, they are difficult to control. So they need to have any measure, they need to resort to any method available to them in order to control the population better. And this is one of the ways they can do that. So they use the homosexual situation, even though it's not right or wrong in itself, it's an experience only to be experienced in 3D, but still an experience, but they are using this in their favor. So that's what Svaru explains. You know, in a way, I always admired gay people for their freedom, for their bravery to be in touch with the essence enough to recognize what they want to be. So I've always had great friends, homosexual friends. They were always super intelligent, super fun, super artistic, creative, expressive, communicative. So I have always liked homosexual people. And yeah, I don't know, it could be kind of maybe sad and boring if they are if there are no gay people in 5D. I was surprised too, but wait, that's how things are. It makes sense. Souls don't have a gender, but they have a clear preference to be a specific gender. You know, if you want to be a woman and you want to be with a man, then you get born as a woman. You know, but the way they explained to me, it was like very logical to them. Like, if you want to be with a man, then you incarnate as a woman. Why a man? It just, they don't observe that. It's like she wasn't saying this as a bad or wrong. They have they never expressed themselves this way. They were just sharing this information. She was just sharing this information as something that simply is in their world. However, I must also say that, and now this is me expressing my opinion about this, even though, yes, Svaru said that Earth right now is the only place where you can experience a homosexual experience. Yes, she said that. But now I'm thinking, if the source, right, wants to have any kind of experiences, because it has been said already that we as source, we desire to have experiences and we crave to expand and we yearn to create new situations and we evolve in that. So I'm thinking now, perhaps there are souls that come here to have a homosexual experience directly from the source, just to have this experience, as it is the only place where it can be experienced. It's something new. There are many souls right now who maybe are coming just to have an adventure of being a homosexual person. Because as we said, the souls are being forced to be born in the opposite sex, and that's, even though they want to be of the opposite sex. Yes, okay, makes sense. But I'm thinking, and this is just me saying it, maybe now, like I said, the souls are coming from the source in order to have this experience, just to have the experience. And they are curious. The souls are very curious. And the source itself, I think, is a very curious entity. So I think, I think the situation is very complex. There are a lot of dynamics happening. It could be used by both sides, by the negatives, like I said, with the depopulation and the matrix, Agenda 21. But who knows, maybe it is also used by the source now just to have an experience. The good information is that, the good news is that everybody will ascend. Being lesbian or gay has nothing to do with the ascension. It has to do with your frequency. It's nothing to do with your sexual preference or your gender. It has to do with the frequencies. So everybody will ascend once they are ready. And as Svaru said, in your next life, next life, if once we are in 5D, in the next life, we will have the opportunity to sort this out for ourselves, if we want to continue to be gay or a lesbian or straight. But from what I understand, what she said, for a homosexual experience, we would need to go back to the 3D Earth, because this is the only place where it's observed. I don't know. So let's see what happens. As I said, they are just sharing what they observe. No one knows why it is this way exactly, but that's the way it is. It's just beyond 3D homosexuality. It doesn't produce itself. It's not produced. It's not observed. It's not because those races reject it. It's simply that they don't observe it. It's just like if I say that we don't have oranges in Poland, it's not because we reject oranges or we are or orange phobic. It's because simply we don't have oranges. That's just the way it is. So in order to question that order of things, we would need to talk to the architect beyond the 5D and decide why it is this way. So anyway, that's it. That's that. Let's continue. New videos will come. Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you everybody for watching. And especially thank you for your support. All the homosexual people, all the gay and lesbian people in the world, I'm sending you a lot of love, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye bye.